Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
But the bottom line is, for the Falcons to get back on the winning track. And guys, look, we try not to pay attention to what everybody else is doing, because, you know, we all the time we hear this from Ra and all the coaches, right. Mike, it's about what we do. It's about us. Okay, it is, but I'm watching Tampa Bay, Mike, and I got to be honest, they're playing some really damn good football right now, and we got to find a way to get back on the right track.
There's a lot of teams in the NFC, because even if you want to be the eternal optimist, even if you don't win the division, maybe the wild card. Well, you know, people are popping. Teams, look at the Packers last night. Packers are just, I mean, they're in the zone right now. I think we could say that Minnesota might be the same. They're the early game. It's a double dip tonight. Bears, Minnesota, then us in the nightcap against the Raiders. And I'm hoping that we just, you know, get something cooking. I heard Arch on with Andy Randy. You and I were talking before the show. And again, Arch is certainly qualified. He knows it. The dead feet. And is this a byproduct, Carl, of Cousins just being, you know, not 100% off the Achilles or the wear and tear? He was good for a while, and now he's worn down. And you said it. You got to bounce on the balls of your feet. Quarterbacks, and Arch knows, and when there's only a few guys in the league that can step off the back foot. Like a Jordan Love can do that. Anthony Richardson can do that.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to plant and step into it. And anytime, as you said last week, Cousins double clutches or doesn't get that first progression, we're dead meat. I hope that changes tonight.
I do too. The thing that's concerning is it may explain some of, not all, but some of these interceptions. Because if you're not able, and quarterbacks talk about this all the time, guys, to get your feet and set your feet, and if you don't have the right footwork, you're not going to be able to make the throws. Now, to Mike's point, there are a few guys in the league who just have that incredible arm strength where they'll be able to deliver it even with bad footwork or positioning. But for Cousins, with where he is and in his career and coming off this injury, it's been my concern. Like, how did you go from earlier in the year wanting to at least move a little bit to now I'm literally looking left, looking middle, looking right, back to the middle, and now I'm trying to release the ball, but yet my feet and my lower body, Mike, has really not moved. Either way, look, I'm sure over the last week and a half or so, Kirk Cousins and Zach Robinson and this offensive staff have studied everything they possibly can to say, hey, this was you in week two. This was you in week eight. Like, you know, and you got to hope that they've got all that stuff out of their system and as far as, you know, making the corrections. But this is a game tonight that will not have Max Crosby in it. And I got to tell you guys, it's for everything that I think, you know, the Raiders potentially could be and matchup-wise, he was my number one concern. He's a game wrecker. He's a guy that late in the game, if the game was close, he is a guy. Strip sack, he's that guy. He's not playing tonight. But I'll tell you who is playing. Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder is going to start at quarterback for this football team. And we talked all last week about Aiden O'Connell and all this stuff. And, Mike, you've been saying this is your worst nightmare scenario.
Yeah, this is one where if you, heaven forbid, and, you know, I don't want these words to come out of my mouth, but if we blow it tonight, you know, and Cousins continues to struggle. I mean, Bijan, by the way, run the football. Run the ball for 250 yards. Bijan now, Bijan tomorrow, Bijan forever, and throw in Tyler. But, yeah, this has got to be one where – if you, heaven forbid, you lose, but you lose to the guy that was like the symbol of everything that was wrong in the 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, you've got to be able to get this job done. Now, Aiden O'Connell, they say, is going to try to give it a go. He's going to test it before the game. But
and I'm kind of hoping he does play because, Look, I think he's more mistake prone. Mm. If I'm Ritter, Mike, and I'm not saying he's going to go out here and, you know, have a career night, but he has nothing to lose.
No, you could come out and sling. I mean, as much as he can sling it, like, I don't know. In another setting, in a parallel universe, if he could have sat for a few more years,
yep.
Maybe could he have developed? I don't know. He was given the opportunity. It's a moot point. The way Arthur Smith used him in preseason, the whole thing, they blew it that year. But maybe things would have turned out differently for him. We'll never know. Now, unfortunately for him, this is as good as it gets. But this is one that he, if he does get that opportunity, and the moment's not too big for him, you know he'd love to stick it to us.
No doubt. You would, too, if you were in his position. And, again, it's not the Falcons' fault that he didn't catch on anywhere. But just like with Arthur Smith, he felt like I should have had another chance to come back. Didn't happen. And now it's rare, but you're somewhere a season, the next season, you're in a position to potentially get some get back. There's no doubt he would want to play well tonight. And if he, in fact, gets the start, which is what we're hearing, we'll see how that all shakes out. Either way, let's be honest.
Mm.
We should still win this game regardless of who starts. Whether it's Aiden O'Connell, whether it's Desmond Ritter, whether it's Santa Claus, it doesn't matter. We should win this game tonight. We're a better team, and I know we're on a four-game losing streak. And it's hard for anybody right now to say, well, how could you say that, Dukes? Because I'm saying it because we are. We are a better team than the Vegas Raiders right now. But you still have to go prove it, Mike. Now, does that mean, again, we'll win by 20 tonight? I'd love to see it, but no, it doesn't mean that.
No, and the other side of this thing is this, and it was funny, last week when we were up at Flowery Branch, I was talking to our man, Dio Leto Ledbetter from the AJC, and we basically said it at the same time. I go, doesn't this feel like Dan Quinn? It sure does, 2015 all over again.
No!
And that was D. Led said, thanks, Mike! But and again, it has nothing to do with a different team, different talent, different roster, but it does feel a little bit like 2015 with Dan Quinn. Great start, feeling good, look at this, and then the wheels come off. So I hope Coach Ra and his staff have found a way to make it work tonight because, yes, everybody and their uncle, including Las Vegas, who's got us at a 5.5-point favorite, thinks we're going to handle this. We should. But you got to win out and hope the Cowboys trip up the Bucks. That's where it stands right now. That's how screwed up things have become since we were 6-3.
All right, let's hear from our head coach. We asked him about this. And that is the national noise, guys, all right? Because here's the other part of this. We are hoping and wishing, and there's a lot of wishing and hoping going on, that Kirk Cousins is going to look good tonight. But God forbid, as I said in Minnesota, what if he throws an early interception? Everybody said, oh, I won't have it. And I said, well, what do you do? So we asked Coach about this. Like, okay, you're hearing all of this, right? And if he is not good tonight or early in this game, what are you going to do? And again, Coach Ra has been consistent, Mike. They want to stay with Kirk Cousins. At no point all season, as much as we've had a chance to visit with him, has he said he wants to at some point change quarterbacks. Here's what he said about hearing the national noise.
It's the same noise that was wondering why you drafted him in the first place, right? And when you go draft this guy, you have a plan for him, right? And we've seen, like I said, we've seen quarterbacks go in too early. We've seen quarterbacks get ruined. We've seen, and I'm not saying that's going to happen to Mike, but we do have a guy. Like, we have a guy. We have a guy that's played in the National Football League for years and been successful. And not to mention, it's the third leading passer in the National Football League in the season. We're not talking about over the course of this break. In the season, this guy's led the league in passing, and he's number three. And he's got to come out of slop and not turn the football over and win football games for us. You know, Michael Tom will come. You know, he's our future. He's the guy we love. He's the guy we drafted for all the great reasons. He's done nothing but the right stuff since he's been here. He's been an absolute professional and a pro, and he hears the same stuff. And he does nothing but support Kurt. He supports his teammates. He comes to work. He goes to work every single day, and I think that's our job.
Look, we tried to press Coach, and we asked him three different ways about trying to get Penix in there, and there's your response. So unless, again, don't never wish an injury, but if there was some kind of injury, that's the only way it sounds like we're going to see Penix on the field this year.
I agree.
I think it's a colossal mistake. I think that when Kirk Cousins, whatever this is, you can almost treat it like an injury. It doesn't pass the eye test. Something is clearly wrong with him. Hopefully he can fix it mechanically tonight, Carl. You know, as we said, the dead legs, dead feet, whatever it is. But I just, to me, you know, yeah, I know he's the quarterback of the future. What about the 2024 season? What? How are we going to blow this 6-3 and division lead, and there was no way in hell we were going to blow this division, and it's happening right before our eyes? I disagree with Coach wholeheartedly on that.
Here's the thing, guys. We have to win out. That's Raiders, that's Giants, and let's be honest, those are two dubs. It should be with what we've seen from those two teams.
Mm.
Commanders and then Panthers. That's our last four games going into tonight. Now, obviously, we play the Raiders, so the last three, Giants, Commanders, and Panthers. Watch the Commanders and Saints yesterday, Mike. Bottom line is, you know, that's a team that's going to be hard out, man. The Commanders are an interesting football team with a quarterback who's playing with a lot of confidence, and they do have playmakers. And so, you know, the Panthers, and I said this to Mike Conte and Orm when we came in. What if this comes out in the last game of the season? I mean, it
very
could.
Well could.
And Mike, think back to where we were after the Cowboy game. We were like, oh, Panthers, come on. It doesn't even matter. It might matter now to beat the Panthers the last game of the season.
Look, the Giants are sort of a hot mess, and the New York media is saying they're quitting, which, again, you know, it's easy to say when you're playing a Ravens team and Lamar Jackson, but I'm with you. This thing is coming down the wire, but it never, ever should have gotten to this position. And by the way, you said it. Jaden Daniels, I mean, he's not even close hitting the ceiling of his game. He makes unbelievable Archie Manning-like escapes and then throws it with a cannon. The kid's amazing.
He is, man. He's really good.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.